Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, September 20th. I'm Ray Graff. My friends, the time has come. We are doing a vegetarian show. And I know what you're saying, Ray. You've been a carnivore since before the last ice age. Aren't you putting yourself in danger? Don't panic. We're in good hands today. We welcome Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. She is here to offer insights, recipes, tips for perfect plant-based cooking. Give us a call at 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or email us at voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org, or 800-348-2551, the long-awaited vegetarian cooking show with Wendy Grossman. Your call's coming up after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and today we welcome plant-based chef Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. Wendy is passionate about from-scratch cooking, utilizing locally sourced organic ingredients to champion local farms. Her culinary journey included pioneering plant-based restaurants like Arnold's Turtle, Angelica's Kitchen, Garden Cafe, and Menla Mountain Retreat. Now she lends her expertise to catering private dinner parties, Airbnb, boutique weddings, corporate clients, and retreats. Wendy's Nutty Cheese, great name, an award-winning plant-based cheese has garnered nationwide acclaim since it hit the shelves 2010. So if you're ready, it's veggie time on Food Friday. Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Wendy Grossman, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's been a long time coming.
So
let's talk a little, before we talk about the food that you brought, it, I haven't tasted it yet, is some of the most beautiful stuff we've had here on the table in Studio A ever in my history here. So A1 on that. But before we talk about the food, let's just talk about a little of your journey and where you are now and how you got here.
Okay. Well, I have been a chef for the majority of my life. I go in and out of being an artist and a chef and an artist and a chef. And the last, I'd say, 20 years, it's mostly cooking.
Yeah. But being an artist is very similar to being a chef.
If you can see the plates, then you understand, like, it's like painting with food.
Yeah, it really is. And so you were in restaurants, and it's a grind, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm done with restaurants. Hopefully, knock wood.
Well, I mean, there are people who it takes a certain hardened attitude. And if you're an arty type, and I sense that you are, maybe that's not the right move. But what you're doing now is pretty cool. Tell us about Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen.
Okay, so I am an all-inclusive vegetarian vegan kitchen, and I do dinner parties, 3-course, 4-course, 5-course, and a very special course for 2 lovers who want to elope. And I bring all the dishes, and I do all the cleanup, and you get a beautiful meal of your choice. I cater a lot of spiritual retreats, and I also have a plant-based cheese company.
Well, I want to know about Wendy's Nutty Cheese, for
well,
sure.
Well, I brought you 4 samples.
Oh, is this it here?
Yep, that's that. I have a roasted garlic right in front.
Yeah.
I have a spicy to your right.
This is this?
This is smoked.
That's
hickory
the smoked, and this is the spicy?
That's the spicy.
Has peppers in it?
Yep, and that is called fig and fennel. And I take whole figs, and I mature them in maple syrup.
Wow. Now, where can you get these?
You can get them all over Ulster County, for sure.
Yeah.
Mother Earth, Sunflower, Miglarelli's, Adams. Ulster County is
so you're
flooded.
In the stores in Ulster County.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the stores, and I have been for a while. You can also get it right from my website. There's a special section for ordering cheese.
And I love the website. Whoever did it, was it you? You did it? It's it's very well put together.
Well, thank you.
And the URL is?
WendysVegetarianKitchen.com.
All right. So you're ready to talk about believe it or not, I don't know that much about vegetarian cooking.
Ask away.
All right. So let's start with, we'll start with a question here. No, we'll wait on the question. Let's talk about what you brought first.
Okay. Well, we have the variety of four cheeses.
Okay.
And then that's your appetizer.
All right. Should I try?
Sure, please.
So here's the deal. You brought so much, and I am going to. So those of you in the front office who are begging to get this, I have separate forks, and I'm going to use one fork for each thing and only have one bite. There will be no double dipping, so you can enjoy afterwards. Which one should I try first?
You know, my favorite lately is the smoked.
Oh, yeah.
So if you get a little corner of that with the nice brown stuff on
it. Yeah. How do you smoke?
I actually smoke it.
Really?
With hickory pellets. The hickory pellets are organic. Your eyeballs.
I love it.
Thank you.
All right. How do you do it?
I actually smoke it in a grill. And it takes about 4 or 5 hours. I get, there's a special tube that I have where I put the hickory pellets, and then you get that going and you close the lid and just smokes away.
But what is it?
It's a base of cheddar, my cheddar.
Yeah.
And before I put it in the fridge to get hard, I put it in the smoker, then I put it in the fridge.
I love this cheese.
Thank you.
It's so good. All right, let's try a different one here.
All right. What's your pleasure? Sweet or we want some roasted garlic? Or...
Well, you tell me what would... I'm going to clear my palate.
Clear
I have
palate.
My water here.
Let's have you try the roasted garlic. Go ahead, take that.
The roasted
corner.
Garlic. Yeah. I'll take a little corner of this.
Sure.
Look at that. All right. Now, tell us about the ingredients of this.
Okay, so that the roasted garlic is starting with a... plant-based vegan cheese, and then I roast garlic with a little bit of basil and salt in the oven. And as I'm making it, I put a layer of cheese and then a layer of roasted garlic, then another layer of cheese, and on top is lemon salt.
This is a revelation to me. This is beautiful stuff. I mean, it's so well done. We're joined today by Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. We're going to talk about all delicious plant-based cooking and eating today. If you have a question, 800-348-2551. All right, we'll have some more cheese. And then it looks an awful lot like steak over there, but I'm going to leave that one for a minute, and we'll talk. I mean...
I know.
We took some pictures. Zach Luttrell was in it, our social media guy, and he took some pictures. And he said to me, you were out of the room, he said, damn, if that doesn't look like steak.
I know. And usually I'm not, quote, the kind of person that wants to make plant-based food look like meat.
Yeah.
But this dish has me hooked. It's so delicious. And the presentation always makes non-plant-based people go, oh, wow.
Totally. I mean, it looks like a really nice medium-rare steak.
When you eat it, you're going to be like, oh, this is so much better than steak.
I like what you just said, though. Usually you don't want to imitate something.
No.
You want to do your own thing.
Exactly. I mean, I have experimented with doing faux crab cakes, and I did a lot of faux scallops with mushrooms. You use oyster mushrooms for those. And it's fun. But it wears off really fast because it's like a one-note song.
The novelty of it, and regardless of how much it might look like it and taste similar, it's never going to be the same. Why not do your own thing?
Exactly.
That is, can't wait to try it. I'm very, very intrigued. We're joined today by Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. And yeah, it's all about plant-based stuff today. You've asked for it, and you got it. The number is 800-348-2551. The email is voxpop@wamc.org. Barb, who is listening on the WAMC app up in the Adirondacks, wrote in, can you recommend... Oh, let me start at the beginning of her email. You know what? I just...
You're too excited.
My skills have waned. It's embarrassing. She writes, "Hi, Ray and Wendy. I love to make lasagna, especially try to make a veggie version. I've traditionally used spinach and or zucchini, especially this time of year when zucchini is plentiful. One, can you recommend other veggies to change it up?"
Oh, my gosh, yes. I make like a stock lasagna that people just ask for over and over. You want to roast your vegetables. I do zucchini, all three kinds of bell peppers, red, yellow, and orange, because they're the sweetest. Roasted garlic, if you like that. I roast onions. So you're going to take red onions or white onions and roast them until they're really sweet. My gosh, the only thing that I don't care for in a lasagna are the cruciferous? What am I trying to say? The broccolis and the cauliflowers. Anyway,
but
I'm not going to embarrass myself.
If you don't like the broccoli and the cauliflower and the lasagna, you're my kind of woman. So yeah. go right on in.
So you can really use any vegetable. And I like to roast my vegetables and give them that extra flavor before you put them into the lasagna. So you do a layer of onion, you put down your noodles, put down whatever cheese product you have, your sauce, and then do another layer of a different vegetable so that when you're cutting into it, it's not only beautiful, you'll have layers of different colored vegetables.
And how's the density? Sometimes lasagna can be too dense for me.
It's very light.
Yeah.
Because you're not, you know, it's not the kind of heavy meat sauce that you're used to. It's a very light, kind of fluffy thing.
The second question from Barb up in the Adirondacks, and I think you mostly answered it just now, is it better to shred the veggies and mix them in with the ricotta or the sauce or use them in layers in their sliced form?
Gosh, I never thought about adding the veggies to the ricotta. I would personally not do that because if you're putting raw veggies into the ricotta, there's no guarantee that they're all going to cook at the same time frame. So you might say, oh, the zucchini is going to go really fast.
Yeah.
But the onions aren't and the peppers aren't. So you'll get some that are undercooked and some that might be a little bit watery.
We're joined today by Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. It's a Food Friday, all plant-based today. 800-348-2551 is our number. Plenty more to eat, plenty more to talk about, and we'll take your calls and emails coming up. Marquise on Vox Pop, 800-348-2551. That's the number. And we're joined today by Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen down in lovely Phoenicia, New York. By the way, you asked what word that was about the broccoli. Go ahead. You got it?
No. It starts with a C.
It does.
Cruciferous?
Okay. So
what is it really?
Bob from Chester, Connecticut wrote in, said the word I believe you're looking for is cruciferous.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
okay.
you, Bob.
I've never heard of that word.
Yeah, I'm a little challenged.
That's okay. Welcome to the club. 800-348-2551. Before we get to the calls, before we get back to the emails, Wendy, I just wanted to thank everybody. It was a great morning. We had a special roundtable panel today. We did some fundraising in the midst of that, and people jumped in. It was a great day. So if you pledged today, thank you. We're going to do this again from time to time between now and the start of the fund drive, hopefully shortening that. We call it the lockbox. You can pledge anytime you want, WAMC.org. 24/7 you can do that. Not you. You're doing a service already. You're here.
I'm sleeping it 24/7.
You're sleeping 24/7? All right. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. Joan in Schenectady's been waiting. Oh, by the way, before that, Joan, just hang in there a minute. I apologize. I had a bite of this thing with the flowers on it.
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, so that is your salad course.
Okay.
And as this is a four-course meal that I've brought you.
So we would start with the cheese.
The cheese was your appetizer. This is your salad course. It's the bottom is a homemade corn polenta with fresh corn from Migliarelli's.
Yeah.
And on top of that is a raw salad with cucumber, broccoli, scallion, mint, and has a little bit of a lemon dressing on it, just a little bit.
I love the mint. It's a nice touch.
Thank you.
Really, really good. All right, let's go to Joan in Schenectady. Hello, Joan. This is your lucky day. You're on with Wendy Grossman.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Wendy. This is my lucky day because, Ray, I hope I'm one of your favorite vegetarians.
Of course. I love all vegetarians. Listen, I'm not casting any judgment on anybody. Just take a look at me. You know what I mean?
Well, there's some people who really do need to eat meat, so I'm going to assume that you're one of those, okay? But for those of us who can get away with vegetarian food, Wendy, thank you. You sound like you're just a gift to everyone's flavor profile.
And she hasn't sworn yet, so it's
really
good.
Yeah, and I haven't sworn yet, so that's a really...
Well done, Wendy.
Yeah, my mom would be, like, so shocked.
All right, go ahead, Joan.
Oh, goody. I like spicy language as much as I like spicy food.
Oh, Joan.
Hey, just wanted to touch base with you, Wendy, on my foraging. The only mushroom I will willingly eat that I've picked is those giant puffballs.
Uh-huh.
So with the help of Chef Rick, you probably remember, Ray, that he gave me great ideas about filleting the big old puffball mushrooms.
Right.
Fabulous, Wendy. It was fabulous. They came out just like a chicken cutlet and only tasting like a wonderfully flavored mushroom. And then that only used up half of the giant. The other half I cooked slowly, slowly tore it into, shreds, and it made the most amazing, rich, dark, like a compote. So what else can we do with mushrooms,
okay,
Wendy?
Okay.
Well, Joan, I have to say that I have never cooked with a puffball. So you have that cornered. You have that market cornered. Cooking with mushrooms is so much fun. And I am not a forager. I am scared to death of foraging because I've got ADD and all other kinds of like weird things that make my eyes not work when they should work. I have found that my best bet is to go to Adams, where they have fresh foraged mushrooms that are beautiful all the time. And I've used the oyster mushrooms to make faux scallops. That recipe is easily available on the on YouTube, on the internet. It's a well-crafted mushroom.
Great.
I love to just saute wild mushrooms and then have a little bit of mushroom gravy on the side and put it with rice. Anything specific you want to ask me?
Nope. Other than the popular one nowadays is the lion's mane.
Well,
mushroom.
We're going to get to that after we get to the salad.
Are we really getting to the lion's mane?
We are getting to the lion's mane.
Now I'm a little scared, Joan. I got to
be
honest.
So, Joan, keep listening, and you're going to probably find out way more than you ever wanted.
Joan, have a great weekend. Thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. You out there, after all these years, thought, oh, he's never going to do a vegetarian show. And here I am with Wendy Grossman. This email from Paul, if it loads. I'll tell you, okay, here we go. Paul in Malta says, love the show. What are some good go-to options for plant-based protein? Anything out there other than various beans and legumes?
Wow. Well, almost all vegetables have protein, which is kind of not well-known because everybody goes, oh, steak, blah, 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 chicken. But there are so many proteins in cauliflower. There are so many proteins in beets. You could get all of your iron from beets. You can get your protein from certain mushrooms. There's no lack of protein at all. There's nuts, and there's more nuts, and there's nut cheese, and there's nut milk. Of course, rice and beans together make a perfect protein.
Fair enough. 800-348-2551. How long have you been a vegetarian, or are you a vegan?
I am both.
You are both.
I am both, and I've been everything that you can imagine. I turned plant-based when I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
I was walking my dog, beautiful little golden retriever, and I looked down and I said, I'll never eat you. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know, but it's in the news. I'll tell you that.
And then I came home and I told my mother I was never going to eat meat again. And she was just like, you know, every Jewish mother would be. What are you, crazy? You know, what am I going to feed you? And I think that up until, you know, I was like in my late 40s, she would say, do you eat fish? I mean, it was just uncommon for her to be able to like grasp the idea that I could be healthy and not eat any animal products.
Any regrets? Any pangs? Got to have a burger or anything?
Not a one. But the one thing I will tell you that's really unusual about me, I love the smell of barbecuing meat. I guess maybe it's nostalgic,
yeah.
You know, because, you know, when you're a kid and you smelled steak or you smelled chicken. And so, you know, when people have that in a restaurant, it doesn't offend me at all. I'm like, oh, that smells really good.
You know, I got to be honest with you. The smoked cheese, the Wendy's nutty cheese that I tried early on, it almost has a barbecue-y kind of thing going on there. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, because it's real smoke. It's not like smoke flavored or anything. It's real smoke.
We're joined today by Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. The number is 800-348-2551. The email is voxpop@wamc.org. Let's go to Margaretville and Russell. Okay, Russell, go ahead. You're on.
Oh, thank you. Speaking of smoked meat, of course, I made a transition a number of years ago from information technology to golf and barbecue, and I'm really interested in Indian cuisine, particularly their vegetarian dishes, and in particular, biryani. I think a vegetable biryani is one of the most beautifully flavored vegetarian dishes I've ever had. And I'm just wondering, I haven't really cracked the code on how to really create that. And I certainly can't create it in any kind of restaurant quantity, because I'd imagine that there is a different procedure for making it in larger catered quantities.
Yes,
so can
there
you help
is,
me with
but
both the flavor profile and the technique?
Yeah, sure. I'm actually making vegetable biryani for a retreat this weekend.
Can you just tell me what biryani is?
It's just the name of a rice dish.
Okay. Fair enough. Sorry, yes. Both of you. I don't know a lot of things.
It's almost layered like a paella.
It can be
Indian.
Yeah, it can be, or it can be a toss-up, a mishmash. I mean, the presentation is really up to the individual or the individual restaurant, but it has a lot of ingredients. So you want to go? You can Google this, and you can take your choice of which recipe appeals to you. But it has star anise in it. It has cardamom pods. It has cinnamon sticks. It has a lot of really, really fragrant spices, along with all of the millions of vegetables it calls for. But it's a beautiful dish. It's lovely. It's not hot. You can make it spicy if you want to. It's all over the internet, different
there are a lot of there's a lot of incorrect information, or at least not very quality information on the internet as well. Is there a resource that you use?
Well, I have a giant collection of cookbooks.
Yeah, old school.
Old school.
Yeah.
And Indian, especially. I went to India to learn how to cook.
I thought so. I read that on your website.
Yeah. Oh. That was amazing. I'd like to go back again. I'm just waiting for a time in my life where I can like really give up a couple of months.
You're a little busy at this time.
Just a little busy.
Russell, you want to follow up, sir?
Well, you know, I was just going to add, I guess.
You can email me and I will.
Resources.
I can send you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I'll send you the recipe that I'm using for this weekend.
All right. So what is your email address?
My email is Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. At hharryvvictorccat.rr.com.
HVC.
Hudson Valley Communications.
Ah.
I'm old school.
Yeah. You got the military phonetics in there. Good
I
for
know.
You. All right, Russell, you good?
And now it has.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Well, just about. I was just going to mention one of the first cookbooks I ever purchased was Recipes for a Small Planet. I don't know if you can comment on that.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Thank you very much for your time.
Oh,
that was a wonderful cookbook for trying to develop complete proteins.
Yes, definitely. And shoot me an email and I'll shoot you that recipe.
Russell, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. Juliet writes in for Joan in Schenectady. Hello, Joan. I hope you're still listening. And I'll get your critique on this, Wendy. Juliet writes in, use puffball slices as the bread for a grilled cheese sandwich. It's delicious.
Wow.
You ever hear of that one?
No.
All right. Well, maybe you have to experiment.
I have to really be honest with you. I don't come across puffballs.
I mean,
I don't see them. I'm a little tick phobic, so I'm not in the woods a lot anymore. But they're not in the stores.
Yeah.
And my forager.
They don't last too long, I think. That's part of the
problem.
They're
very delicate. My forager doesn't have any. So I'm not a puffball person at all.
I did a foraging show with someone down in your neck of the woods years ago. And the food was good. I mean, she knew what she was doing very well. The only thing that got me, and I must confess, usually I try everything. For instance, we did a sushi show a couple years ago. And I just despise it, but I did it anyway, ate it all. But I wouldn't eat the eel that was staring back at me. That's the
eel? A real live eel?
Yeah, that she got out of a stream.
Oh, well, I don't blame you.
Yeah, it scared me.
I don't blame you.
It said, don't eat me, Ray. Don't eat me.
Yeah, all right, put me back in the stream.
Let's go to Gregory in Kingston. Gregory, you're on.
Yeah, I could be right, I could be wrong, but here's another interpretation of the word you guys couldn't pull up. I've always known it as cruciferous.
That's it.
That's it. Okay.
There you go.
I had the wrong syllable.
I mean, it could have been cruciferous, as he said, but I've always known it as cruciferous.
Yeah, and the name just won't stick in the hard drive, you know?
It makes sense.
There's some things that stick, and that word just doesn't stick. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not surprising that I got it wrong. When I read things, it's very... I read it about a sixth grade level, as you well know.
It's good stuff.
Gregory, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. 800-348-2551. That's the number if you want to talk plant-based cooking with our guest today, Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. All right. We've tried the cheese. We've tried the salad.
We're moving to the main
course. Oh, my heavens. This is the steak that Zach Luttrell and I could not believe was not steak. All right. I'm trying it. I'm cutting it with a knife. All right, do I try this round thing that looks like
The round thing is actually potato pavé.
Oh, really?
And underneath is cauliflower mash. And
look at that.
Yeah.
And what's this?
And that is a carrot puree with a little touch of beet for color on top.
I love that. Okay, so what do I eat?
What would a normal person do? I would cut a little piece of the potato, and then I would cut a little piece of the mushroom. What Ray's looking at right now is a lion's mane mushroom that I have manipulated to look like steak.
So, this is mushroom.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No.
It looks and feels like steak on my knife.
I know.
So I'm going to try the potato first.
Okay.
Yeah? Here we go. And what's the red strings?
Those are strands of red pepper. They come from India.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
The cauliflower sauce. Explain how you do that.
Okay, so I just took cauliflower and I put it into the Cuisinart and just went until it was like tiny, tiny, tiny little pieces of sand.
Yeah.
Put it in hot water, let it come to a boil, and then put it back into the Cuisinart. And then, you know, you want it to be really soft and like buttery on your tongue.
Yeah.
So then you put it through a sieve.
Ah.
So you don't have any of that mumbo jumbo. It's just beautiful silk-like texture.
It really does. It really has a beautiful sort of a cream sauce feel to it. It's
exactly.
Beautiful. All right, so what's next?
All right, so take a little bite of the mushroom.
Okay.
And then
where's the mushroom? Oh, the steak.
Yeah.
I'm calling it steak.
Okay, take a little bit of the steak, and then you can drag it through the carrot puree.
Okay.
Just like that? Yeah, don't be shy.
Say something while I chew.
Oh, okay. So, you like it?
Yeah. Keep talking.
So you can keep eating. So, yeah, I will tell everybody how I did this. And there's a trick to it, actually. You want to take lion's mane mushrooms. And you want to get one probably like as big as your fist, if not bigger.
Yeah. And where do you get those?
You can get them at any good market.
Okay.
Make sure they're fresh. You want them to be firm. You don't want them to have, you know, any squishy spots on them or mold or anything like
right.
that. You know, just wait for another day if that's what you see.
Yeah.
And then you get a cast iron pan, super hot, super hot. And you put the lion's mane mushroom in there. Now, mushrooms are mostly water.
Yeah.
So you're going to press it with a spatula. And let it get a nice sear on both, on both sides. And you're going to do that like 3 or 4 times. Then you're going to get another cast iron pan and something really heavy, like a brick. What I did was I used my tea kettle and I put something really heavy inside it. And you want to press down on that mushroom while it's searing. And it's going to make a lot of smoke. Don't be scared. Nothing's going to... It's not fire. It's just smoke.
Okay.
So open the windows and get that sear. You know, that's the important part of making this mushroom sturdy and able to take the marinade.
Sturdy was a great word. When the mouthfeel on this, the texture is very much like a well... made steak. Not
That's
a well
crazy.
Done. It's, I mean, it's good stuff. Satisfying.
You.
Wendy Grossman is our guest from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. It's plant-based today on Food Friday. We'll get back to your calls in a moment. 800-348-2551. That's one of my favorites. That's Frank West and Thad Jones, H&T Blues, here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551 is the number. This old carnivore has learned a lot of stuff today from Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. It's a fun show. And I wouldn't want to call that faux steak. That is its own thing, and it's great. It has a little smoke to it, and it's just delicious.
Thank you.
All right, you have a plot. What's your plot?
Okay. So anyone who's listening now or listening to the podcast later, if you hire me to do any jobs for you, I'm going to donate 10% to the lockbox.
Wow, I don't even know if that's legal on the air. But you know what? You can do what you got to do. But, you know, we got to vet this with our legal department.
Okay.
But either way, make a pledge to the lockbox.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
VoxPop@WAMC.org if you want to email. Wendy Grossman is our guest today from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. Here's one from Barry, who is also, like you, an artist. He's a musician, and he has a question about veggie salami.
Okay.
Barry says, you can take a hard salami on a hike on a hot day, and it doesn't require refrigeration. I'm looking for a plant-based version, but something that tastes sort of like salami. The only stuff I've found is flavored with all sorts of exotic flavorings. Not what I want. I want regular old hard salami that doesn't need to be kept cold, but without animal products. Help.
Okay. I do not remember the name of this company, but I've used them several times. It's a fig-based salami.
No way.
Yeah. And you can get them at specialty stores or, again, you know, just go on Amazon and plug in plant-based salami and it'll come up. Doesn't have to be refrigerated, doesn't have to be frozen, but it can. I mean, if you have a product and you don't eat the whole thing, stick it in the freezer and then pull it back out.
But if you're on a hike, that's...
If you're on a hike, bring a lot of water to wash down those fake salami.
Fake salami. All right, let's go back to the phones here and we'll go to Cheshire, Massachusetts. Reese, you're on.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. Wendy, it's really nice to hear this because I've been transitioning to a whole food plant-based diet, so I'm very excited.
Awesome.
You had mentioned a store or someplace in Adams that you get mushrooms for purchase.
No, love.
Because
not
I am like
in
you.
Adams. The store is called Adams.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Adams Ferrica Farms? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's downstate from you.
So it's in the Hudson Valley, kind of a famous old place. It's been around for a long time.
It's so well stocked and it's so well priced. And
it's called Adams
Fairacre Farms.
Adams Fairacre Farms.
Oh, Fairacre. Okay. So we retired here from the North Shore of Boston.
Okay.
Which was lovely. However, populated, crazy, two malls within 1 mile of each other, like you name it, so crowded. So we wanted to come here, but the shopping is not like it was there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could go to an Asian supermarket that was four times the size of any supermarket here, and they had 20 different kinds of fresh mushrooms for purchase. And I'm like you, Wendy, where I have puffballs in my yard, but I'm always so scared to
It's not for me.
I know. So, but that's okay. We're retired. Every day is a Saturday.
Okay, great.
So we can always take a trip to Hudson Valley because I love to go foraging for purchased forage mushrooms.
Yes, exactly. I like to forage in the store.
All right, Reese, thanks a lot. That's a safe way to forage, by the way. Our friend Amy Halloran, who, do you know Amy?
I know that name.
She does. She loves flour and she loves grain. She is a flour ambassador.
I know her from you.
And she is one of our favorite guests. She's going to be on, I think, next month, although don't quote me on that. Amy writes in, does that lion's mane mushroom need oil in the cast iron?
Well, I didn't get that far.
Ah.
So, after you have seared it and put the weight on it, take the weight off, then put oil in the pan and give it maybe 2 or 3 minutes on each side. And then what you're going to do is you're going to make a beet mixture. It's going to be marinating for 3 days. You're going to take beets in the Cuisinart. Well, obviously boil them first. And then you're going to add some fresh onions, some fresh garlic. Put it all in there, blend it all up. You don't have to put this through a sieve. It doesn't have to be like, you know, mouthfeel beautiful. It just has to be the marinade. You're going to want to score your mushroom. And when I say that, what the point of the beet is that it's going to absorb this red flavor, this red color and flavor, and make it have this steak-like look. But you have to score it because I've learned through experience that if you don't score it, it'll be red on the outside and still mushroomy white on the inside.
Oh, very interesting. And which this is definitely not.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah, you just really have to get the technique down.
Did it take you some practice?
It did.
Yeah?
It did. I made 3 mushrooms. And out of the 3, only 1 was successful.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, successful enough for me to bring to you.
So when you do a corporate event or you do a wedding or something, these are things that you have been well practiced on.
Oh, yeah. I don't tend to, like, experiment for someone's big day.
Well, you can experiment on the next time you're on the show.
Okay.
I'll try it. What's with the booze?
So I brought a vegan wine with me.
Oh, neato.
Just to, you know, complement our meal. And a vegan,
can I try?
Yeah, of course. A vegan wine is one that has not been processed with any egg whites or any rennet in the barrel. So it's typically a metal barrel or some other kind of material where they don't have to line the wood with something.
Yeah. I'm drinking it out of the cap.
Yeah, I know. This is very classy.
Well, listen, hey, that's how I roll, yo. But it's also so other people can try it. I'm not going to.
I was going to say slug down.
I would swig it out of the bottle, but tastes like beautiful wine.
It's just an everyday red.
And I like no added sulfites. Every now and then they'll get to. I don't drink much wine, but every now and then the sulfites will give me almost an allergic reaction.
Yes, and you can get really jumpy.
Bad headache.
Yep, bad headache.
This is very good. Our daily cab. Okay.
So it's not only vegan, but it's organic and no sulfites. So.
Beautiful. All right, Wendy, let's go back to the phones here before we try dessert. And I got to tell you, that dessert looks fantastic. Let's go to John in Yorktown Heights. John, you're on. Not that exciting, John. What else you got?
I'm just a little late on the button.
All right, buddy, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm never going to win any awards for culinary expertise, but a couple years ago, my vegetarian-vegan diet took a real uptick when I got a solar oven.
Oh,
and
nice.
And I found out that you can put just about anything vegetable and even meat in a solar oven. And they taste great because they don't require any added water. So things like carrots and baked potatoes, rice, it just simmers in the sun. And you don't have to really worry about timing it. You can leave it all day and you don't have to worry about it getting ruined. My kids loved stuff out of the solar oven more than any other way of cooking.
I love that idea.
Have you ever tried that?
No, I've never even seen a solar oven. I tend to try not to cook my vegetables in water. I tend to try and roast them so that I keep all of the nutrients intact. But when I'm making some of these purees for these fancy plates that I make, you do have to, you don't have to. You can roast them, but it'll change the flavor profile because you're roasting them with a little bit of oil. But no, thank you for telling me about this.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, John.
Yeah, it cooks in its own juices, and the same goes for things like chicken and pork chops. My kids, they always preferred those. So wanted to share that.
Where do you find those solar ovens?
You know, the one I got was a nonprofit agency called the Solar Oven Society.
Oh.
I think they may have discontinued them, but you can Google them. And this was perfect. It had two pans in it, and it was recyclable.
Very cool.
It sounds wonderful. Yeah. I mean, where I live is like almost dark as night because I'm in the middle of a forest.
So that
wouldn't work for me.
And a lunar oven would definitely not work.
Definitely not.
All right, John, thanks a lot for the call. Wendy Grossman is our guest today. Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. I have learned a lot, and the food is pretty dang fantastic. Let's go to Albany. Crystal, you're on. Crystal.
Hello, yes. Hi. I really enjoy the plant-based foods. And the meals, I'm really not a vegetarian, but I do always like to have meatless meals. And I remember what really got me started in enjoying vegetarian and plant-based foods is when I went to the Linda in Albany, and they showed this interesting movie called Forks Over Knives.
Of course, yes.
And I enjoyed it so much that I even went out and got the video and the book.
That's great.
So I do encourage my friends, and I'm glad that you got on. And I encourage my friends, even who aren't vegetarians, to, if they can, sometimes think about having a meatless evening meals and all, because it's really good for the health.
It's good for everything.
You know, it's good.
Yes.
And you keep up what you're doing.
Once a week, if you can cut meat out of your diet, the planet will heal. You will heal. Everybody will heal. It'll be magic. It's just Meatless Mondays.
Crystal, thanks a lot for the call. When you started this and this calling that you have, was it more a dietary decision or was it a spiritual decision?
It was definitely spiritual.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just about not eating the animals, because I thought really profoundly on this walk with my dog, I was like, well, if I wouldn't eat you, why would I eat any other animal? It was just, who knows where that thought came from?
Yeah.
You know, kind of one of those spiritual karmic things.
Yeah.
You know, and so then as I've matured, I've also been exposed to climate change and how having to take care of less animals on the planet will help us a lot.
Wendy Grossman is our guest today. Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen is your concern, and it's so it's not a brick-and-mortar restaurant. It's merely, not merely.
It's everything but a brick-and-mortar.
Exactly. So this is catering. This is corporate clients, boutique weddings, retreats, Airbnb.
Fancy dinner parties.
Yeah. Oh, you do that too, huh?
Yeah.
That's fun. What do you got coming up this weekend?
This weekend I'm doing a spiritual retreat in Willow.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Should
fun.
Should be really nice.
What are you serving?
Mostly Indian food. At their request.
Oh, cool.
Mostly Indian food. And then breakfast is going to be, they asked for eggs, so I'm giving them hard-boiled eggs, chia pudding. I made granola this morning before I came. Two kinds of yogurts. Continentally kind of breakfast.
You took time out to be on this show, and it's not a short drive. And so, you know, that's nice of you. Thanks for doing
that. I got
up
really early today.
All right. Well, this is dessert. Okay. We only have a couple minutes left here. What do we got?
Okay, Ray. So I made you this chocolate bourbon sauce, and then I had to find something in my brain to, like, put on top of it. So I have a puff pastry.
Look at that.
With
it's beautiful.
A pear that I've poached previously. And it has been sitting in its poaching liquid for about 2 days.
All right, to poach something. Now, remember, you're talking to someone who doesn't cook much. How do I poach?
Okay, so you're going to take a pot, and you're going to add whatever poaching liquid you want. I used wine, white wine. I used cranberry juice, and I used a little bit of sugar. Cinnamon.
I love it. I love it.
Cinnamon. And then the puff pastry is just from the store.
Okay, so you have coconut, you have this beautiful pear, and I got to say, this is the most well-seasoned pear. I got to try it with a little of the bourbon sauce since you were so kind. Did you make the bourbon sauce?
Yes.
What kind of bourbon?
Is it wild turkey that's in the, is that a bourbon?
Well, they make a bourbon, and they also have regular wild turkey similar to a bourbon.
I have to say, it's in a square bottle. That's as far as I can, like the bottle square and then the neck. Does that ring a bell?
There's a lot of them like
that. I don't
know.
I just...
Oh, it's great sauce, though.
Thank you.
Give me a quick recipe on this. We only have about 30 seconds.
Okay, really easy. You're going to take any kind of cream, whether it's dairy cream or plant-based cream, and you're going to put it over a double boiler. Don't bring it to a boil, but bring it just to a simmer.
Yeah.
Then you're going to take your really good chocolate. Find the best chocolate you can. Whisk it around, get it all melted, and then mix it with a hand mixer. You know, one of those old-fashioned ones that your mom had?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is so good. I could probably just drink the syrup, too,
yeah,
or the
well,
sauce.
I said, you can have that.
You're so kind. Wendy Grossman, this has been so much fun. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, find out more about Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
Go to my website, wendysvegetariankitchen.com, and there's a contact form. And you just fill it out, even if you just want to ask me a simple question. You can just go ahead and ask. And if you want to ask a specific question, there are pull-down menus that will help you.
Is it okay if I say you're now one of my favorite vegetarians of all time?
Sure.
All right, so you're going to come back a couple times next year?
Anytime you want.
This was so much fun. Thank you for being here, and good luck this weekend. Have fun.
Thanks.
Support comes from Herzog's Home and Paint Centers, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, Fishkill, Albany, and Latham, specializing in Benjamin Moore paints and stains for professionals and homeowners with decorating consultants available, Herzog's.com. River Valley Co-op in Northampton at East Hampton, supporting local farmers and featuring local produce, dairy, meat, and cheese, rivervalley.coop. And Sapbush Hollow Farm, grass-fed meats and local food cafe with EV charging in Schoharie County, Saturdays 9 to 2 through November. Now accepting orders for pasture-raised Thanksgiving turkeys, sapbushfarmstore.com. Once again, thanks to Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen for being here today. And you know, thanks again to everybody who made a pledge during our special roundtable panel this morning. You were fantastic. Have a lovely weekend. We'll see you Monday at 2 for a Medical Monday.